Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast.
We are your hosts, Samantha and Karenna.
This is a show where we invite you into your fullest expressed self in life, relationships, and business. We believe that if you crave more, you are meant for more. There is room for all of us to be fully expressed.
Along with the show, we've created a virtual community to connect you with fellow listeners. Make sure to check out the Fully Expressed Community membership. You'll find the link to join in the show notes and on our website.
So excited to see you there.
Enjoy this new episode.
Welcome back to another episode of the Fully Expressed Podcast. I'm joined here by Renna Soto, Samantha Hollingsworth, and Austin Griffin. My name's Nick Belletto. Welcome.
So you can see that we have some fun guests on today's episode. Our partners are here to join us today.
Woo! Welcome.
Thank you so much for being here, you guys. It really means a lot. And I'm so glad that we threw your energy, babe, at the beginning, because it's going to be fun to have some masculine energy on the podcast today. You know, maybe it makes sense. I'm not going to introduce you, so you can introduce yourself. What do you do, who you are, and how can they get to know you?
Kick us off, Austin.
Oh, boy. Who am I?
I'm a human being. Breach it.
Breach it, brother. I don't really identify with my name. No, I'm just kidding. My name's Austin Griffin. I'm a mindset coach. I just love supporting you guys' endeavor. I think this is just so cool, so fascinating what you guys are doing and getting people to step into their power, step into their authenticity and start expressing themselves. I mean, I really see myself as a supporter of just you, really, and becoming your fully expressed self, stepping into your feminine power, you know, being a good partner. I think that's like a big, truly, it's like a huge part of my life. Like, I mean, going beyond career labels and stuff, like just being a good partner and supporting it has been a huge, huge part of why I am where I am. Yeah.
Oh, that was well said.
You know,
that was so good.
Well said.
So good.
That's what I get for calling you on.
That's to follow up that act. My name is Nick Belletto. Some of you regular listeners may recognize me from season one. I got to be on two episodes, right?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, so I'm a certified holistic health practitioner. I work with mostly entrepreneurs and overcoming anxiety through nutrition, lifestyle, supplementation, and fitness. And Austin really summed it up beautifully, though. I think one of, if not the largest role in my life, really has been as your partner and supporter. So it's beautifully said. I will copy and paste what he said.
Cliff notes.
We did not give them, we did not tell them what to say before you said it.
Which is funny because, like, you know, that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah.
I think, Austin, you just took it in the right direction from the start. And I'm so excited for this conversation. So for those that are listening, what we're really going to dive into today is actually get like real time, like real feedback from men that are in relationship with Sam and I. And Sam and I are both living our fullest expressed self and are constantly evolving as women, as through our passions, through our purpose, through who we are in relationship, who we are as family, whatever that looks like. And so we have the gift of being able to do this in partnership with our people. I mean, Sam and Austin are married, so they have decided to do life together forever. And then Nick and I are on that way of making that like really big commitment. You know, we're recently engaged. And, you know, I think selfishly, I feel so supported by Nick and in my fullest expression. And we wanted to give you guys insight into like what that really looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we've had a few guests now that have talked to men that are champions. And I feel like we both have champion style men. Alejandra was one of those women who spoke about that. And I feel like it's so incredible to be in a partnership where we just fully support one another. And it is like we're in it. We're in it together. And we really want to see each other succeed. And I know that's what you guys possess as well as like this depth of just like going into the thick of the thick of the woods. I don't know what you would call it. Like all the shit.
The depths.
And yeah, the depths of the soul, depths of the psyche. And then coming out together no matter what shows itself.
I love that you said that. Maybe we should redefine what champion means, because Alejandra really, really, really peeled it back. There's like such thing as being like a cheerleader in your relationship that she mentioned. Mm-hmm. She's like, you can definitely have that person that's like, go, babe, go after your dreams, go do what I believe in you, you got this. But like a real champion is like, hey, you're going out to go do this thing. Let me help you set up the studio. How can I be there for you today? Let me do the things that are really going to support you. And I just feel like both of you have done that so beautifully for us, even this weekend, as we've been recording all weekend. I mean, Austin, you've been really showing up.
Literally,
our tech and sound guy, and has taken, you know, taking the time away from like you creating your dreams to support Sam's dreams. And I see you do that over and over again.
Watching the pups at home.
Yeah, watching Cusco from you while I'm traveling and speaking or whatever that looks like. Or you're always saying, like, I wish I could be there for you, and you're just celebrating and setting me up in a different way. How is it? I want to hear from you guys. Like, how is it to be in relationship with us as we really want to continue evolving to being our truest selves? And that can look, that probably looks a lot different than what you guys started when you guys first met us, but it probably feels the same at the same time. So yeah, I'll pass that over to you guys and whoever wants to take it.
Well, I would say it feels very expansive, I would say, is like the main word that comes to mind. I mean, seeing you be your fullest expressed self is very inspirational to me to want to pursue the same for myself. And it's expansive, not only in the sense that it's inspirational, but it's also challenging as well. I've been like ruminating as you guys have been introducing the topic of today's episode. And something that Austin and I share in common is that we're both younger than you guys. And I think it's very interesting because most solid relationships, I would say, are built with, because women are so much more emotionally intelligent and usually at a much younger age, usually the like better relationships are built when a man is older and has kind of like built their kingdom, and then they like invite a woman into it. And I think that's been something that was like really, it continues to be like such an opportunity for me, is like, how can I hold the like masculine container being younger and like further behind in a lot of ways? And then you're also not only so successful in like a tangible way, but then on top of it, you're stepping into and embodying this like continually more and more fully expressed version of yourself. And so it like challenges and expands me. And, you know, it's like sometimes it's like you're winning the race that nobody else on earth could win. And then sometimes it's like you're scrambling to just like keep things afloat. So that's what I would say. It's like,
yeah, I can relate to that, bro, for sure. And I love that you said opportunity. Like you said challenge, and then you turned it into opportunity.
Yeah.
Because it really has been an opportunity for me supporting you guys, because the last couple of weeks, I've been really pushing to get my thing going. It's been all about me mentally. It's been all about me focusing on my thing and pushing for, you know, to build my business. And then when this came about, I was resistant at first because I was like, oh, like really have to take my time to like help set up this thing. You know, like this is like not what I want to be doing with my energy right now. But then at the same time, it has provided me a huge breath of like, am I going in the right direction? Like, am I pushing too hard? Am I like using too much effort to make this other thing happen? And what's crazy is like the more I've leaned into helping you guys, the more it has truly been an opportunity to just like let go and to just be like, okay, like I don't need to be so forceful. I don't need to be like, let me just help. Let me just show up for them and support them building this beautiful thing that is totally just flowing, like totally just like, I mean, like unlike anything I've ever seen, just naturally, like having so many guests and everything just totally being divinely guided. And it's just so cool. Like the more I step out of my way and see this as an opportunity to help you guys, I'm like, I'm growing, because I'm just like, wow, it's, for me, I've been a little bit selfish in my, for my shadow. Like there's been a little bit of selfishness of like making it all about me and doing it all on my own. And then just seeing how much that it's released, the more I support without like conditions or like without expectations, it's just really beautiful. It's just like, wow, okay, like this is a masculine role. This is being supportive in the way that they need. Like, okay, like this is, maybe it's not like financially or monetarily, but maybe it's energetically and supporting them blossom and become their fully expressed selves. So yeah, dude, total opportunity. It's really wild.
Yeah, just like surrendering to what is, and like what is right now is that the two of you are crushing.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you get out of your own way of like, well, I'm not, then you're able to be with what is, which is amazing. Right. Right.
I'm curious, like, how is it for you guys finding that dance, right? Like, you're seeing ourselves and our identity become something. And how do you guys manage and find the time to find and dance with your identity and your own evolution? What does that really look like? I mean, you talked a little bit to it. It's like, how can I find the selfishness and the support? Like, it feels like there's a duality there. But what is supportive in you guys also finding your fullest expressed self as we step into our fullest expressed self? And Nick, you kind of hit it a little bit where there's expansion happening for you while you're supporting me. And so right. It seems like it's also inviting you into your fullest expressed self. And what does that look like?
For sure. For sure. I mean, for sure. I've noticed that too. Like, not only is our role to support you guys, but to also step into our own power and our own truth. And for me, like, seeing you guys blow this up and seeing it become so successful so quickly and just like feeling the energy behind it has brought me the inspiration that I've been looking for. Cause I'm like, wow, like they are in the flow. And it's just inspired me to really, like I said, soften instead of being so forceful, instead of being so like, it's this way. I'm like, well, what are they doing that's really working?
Like more of a surrender.
Yeah.
Helping you to surrender.
It's helping me surrender. Totally. And I'm like, wow, like that is helping me step into that power and to support myself by learning from the feminine, learning from you guys how beautiful it is to see that creative flow. And I've realized over the last couple of days, I'm like, I need more of that. I was leaning way too much on the mind and the pushing and the efforting.
And the willpower.
And nothing was flowing. The will, yeah. And nothing was, which is, like, don't get me wrong, it's definitely helpful to have that. But, like, nothing was flowing creatively. Like, it felt like I was pushing against, like, a boulder and it wasn't moving. And then the last couple of days, as much as I encountered this resistance, I was like, okay, I'm going to just soften and just, like, lean into this a little bit. And all of a sudden, like, wow, I'm being too forceful. Like, I need to learn from their energy and just kind of go with the flow.
Yeah, I mean, I think what has been beautiful to witness about you guys is that there are still things that you're figuring out. Like, part of what season two of the podcast is from like a business perspective is figuring out how to make the podcast profitable. Like, you guys still haven't fully figured that piece out yet. But you're just like pouring into it and moving along. Like, what is in a lot of ways the path of least resistance. Like, you guys obviously are working hard, but you're just going with the way that the universe is guiding you. And I feel like just in the last week, we've been having a conversation of like, I just keep slamming my head against a wall and like the universe does not want me going any further in this direction that I so badly want, right? Like convinced I have to.
Right.
And yeah, just like, I think to Austin's point, like one of the takeaways from a conversation that you and I had recently was like, if I just slow down enough to witness how the universe is directing me, then maybe there is a new opportunity that is not such a big change from what I'm currently doing, but maybe it's just more of a pivot, which you guys have like really mastered kind of the,
I feel like
the art of the pivot.
Yeah, you and Austin are so similar, and I feel like Corinne and I are so similar. And I think Corinne and I have talked about this before, is like, you guys get stuck on something. And I think this is a masculine thing too, but definitely you guys are very similar. Like, it's like, this is what I'm going to do. And in your mind, there's like A and B, like there's two ways to do it. And for us, we're like, but there's a whole rainbow. Like there's a whole, there's like 500 ways to do it. What do you mean there's only two ways? But it's like, your mind just needs those one, two. Like that's it. And then it's like a box that traps you.
For sure.
In versus like, I do feel like we're just doing this. We love it. And it's flowing and it feels aligned. And
so we don't have everything figured out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I think that you kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit is like, you know, Sam with the podcast and we basically have all of our guests for the rest of the year, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Within like a couple days.
Yeah. I know. Actually, I'm really impressed. Like, we literally put this together in like a couple weeks.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we made a decision and we leaned in.
Yeah.
That's true. And so there's a little bit of that too. Like, in our process, I think as women that we do this so well is like, we feel the pings and we just do.
Yeah.
Right. Even if we don't know how it's going to work. And there's like a sense of like trust and surrender in that process that's also happening. Like, I know, like, for example, like Sam, we were talking about this earlier, like Sam's like, I got the website, the landing pages, don't worry. Da, 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 da. I'm like, okay, like that's not my zone of genius. And I trust that she's going to do it. And I'm not going to, old me would be caught up on like, well, I have to hire someone for the website. How am I going to do that? What are our branding color is going to be? And like, we're just like taking little steps and moving in the right direction. And then like everything is flooding in on us, which is so cool.
Brynn is sending all the emails because I definitely,
we have no guests. But I feel like, oh, we're supposed to send an email. She's like, did you see the show notes? I'm like, uh-huh. Where are the show notes? She's like, in the calendar? I was like, oh, right. Okay.
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. This is where my corporate background
I love in. It. I'm so
That's awesome.
This is my corporate background where everything's like, there's an email. There's a this or this or that. We're good. It's all in place. But, you know, you guys are talking about this so well, and you guys talked a lot about the challenges. I'm curious, like, what else kind of stirs up within you guys as you guys see us? It can be good or bad. Just want to give people as much light into what it looks like to be in a relationship where we're fully expressing ourselves and you guys are also trying to fully express yourself.
Dude, you nailed it when you said, like, you're banging the head against the wall, because that's literally how I felt the last, like I said, a couple weeks.
Plus, 7 years?
Imagine way to call it. I mean, pretty much, honestly. It's crazy because it's like, I feel like for us as guys, we do get this idea in our head of like what, like when you said, it's like you A and B, like this is option one, option two, maybe not even option two, just this. This is the only path. Then I'm just going to hit it hard. And for me, I've realized that like that, it's so true. Like I've had this realization recently where it's like when we're so narrow-minded on one thing, we're shutting off all of the other opportunities. And I've seen this financially in my own life, how when I'm focused on, this is it. This is the one avenue. And if it's not from this, then I'm not interested in anything else. And it literally just like turns the faucet of the finances and just cranks it off. And you're like, what the hell happened? Why is no money coming in? And it's because for me, I've realized, okay, like I need to be more flexible. Like if I'm forcing too much, which I have a habit of doing like you, where it's like, this is the only thing. It just, sometimes it's weird. It's like, sometimes the universe is saying like, hey, like maybe you need to open your mind to other avenues of fulfillment. Maybe you need to like take your ego out of the equation as much as you want to be like the head of the podcast or like doing something like on social media or whatever it is. Like maybe lean into supporting your partner, maybe lean into allowing them to become that fully expressed version of themselves. And by doing that, maybe you can tap into more of your genuine truth. Like, do you even want to be on social media? Do you even want to be a mindset coach? Do you even want to be doing these things? And that's what's crazy is like, the more I've started really supporting you and seeing how successful this is, it's helped me, and I've said, confront a lot of the shadow of like sitting down with my own ego and being like, do you really want to do this? Or is this something that's in your mind? Like, have you like taken on this idea over the last couple of years that you need to be doing social media? Which, does it even resonate with you? Like, does it even resonate with you to be showing up in this way? And it's crazy, like the more I lean into just supporting and being a supporter and enjoying that and then pursuing my creative endeavors just without expectation, it's just, you see how it flows.
I think what's really cool in hearing you say that, like I feel like Sam and I have been through that in our own ways. Like I think we've both like, how do I say this? Like personally in business myself, I thought I had to market myself in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to put myself in a corner and like be like, this is how the box fucking fits and it's gonna fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept getting stuck. It just wouldn't click, you know? It was like, no, the edges are a little more round. I'm a little bit different.
You right.
know? Like my puzzle piece looks different.
Right.
And so it seems like, you know, we have been able to also, I think we're in a place now where we're just leaning into what feels good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also receiving feedback from that, you know, like I think personally when it comes to like social media, like yeah, I show up pretty well, I get a lot of good responses and stuff, but it doesn't fulfill me the same way as podcasting and speaking.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's my channel. Like, yeah, I'm like, and it works, you know. Wait. The feedback back, you know what I mean, like clients come in, people are emailing me, people want more of me, and I'm
yeah.
like, oh, here it is where it is. But it's so right. easy to get stuck on it's this way or this way.
Yeah,
there's only left or right, and we're like, you go in circles. It's a want. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's no way. And it's so cool that by us going through our own process, you're also being invited into a very similar process.
Yeah. For sure.
I agree.
For sure.
Way.
Which for me meant confronting a lot of that shadow, a lot of that.
Yeah.
So it has been really frustrating the last couple of days. And I've been going, yesterday I was wiped out the whole, I literally like would set up the cameras, get everything recording and go lay on the couch. Cause I was like, what is happening right now? Like, I'm like going through some major shadow work, right? This is crazy, you know? And it's crazy too. Cause it's just like you said, it's like finding, maybe it's like what you're good at. Like maybe like getting out of that, like this, I've got to force this to make this work, instead of going, well, you know, I'm good at this. Maybe I do that, you know, and trust that the path will unfold.
Totally.
Yeah. I feel like there's like, for me, it's just been like major, like cognitive dissonance where in certain aspects of my life, I'm so committed to curiosity. Like I just like tweeted the other day that like observing the health space, it's so interesting how people get educated and then they get more narrow-minded versus in like historically speaking, when you got educated, you then went into research, which is inherently open-minded. But what we're seeing is like people are getting more educated, they get more closed-minded. And it is like hitting me in this conversation, and I think it's been like hitting me over the course of the last few days, is in my life I am learning things from the universe, not like, you know, typical education, but I am learning things from life.
Yeah.
And I'm getting more closed-minded. And
right.
Like seeing that transcend it or transgress in my business and like in a lot of other areas of my life as well, where I'm not maintaining that curiosity of like, well, why does it have to be this way? Is there another avenue? And you guys do that so well.
Right.
Austin's point.
I feel like women in general are being given this, and I think it could be for everyone, but I just see it so much happening with women, is this collaboration happening. And I feel like that's not as common with men. There's this more like, I got to do it on my own. And we're just like, I can't do it. I'm tired. I don't want to do it on my own.
No, it's dumb. It's tough. Does
want to come? Want to join up?
Who wants to be in on this together?
Yeah,
as your girl doesn't want to do it alone.
Yeah,
that's true.
Awesome. And I feel like men actually feel the same way, but they're either one, afraid to like create that, or two, maybe feel like that's not an that's not a possibility for them in what they're doing. And I feel like this has been a perfect example of how when you align and it feels aligned and it's just like a yes from day one, and it just, everything has just unfolded so beautifully. And yeah, we are putting in our energy and our time and working hard, but it feels good. Like I want to give my time to it and I want to continue investing in it.
I agree with that. And it kind of made me think about one of our other interviews that we've had, and I'm forgetting on which one. But like, Austin, when you were saying like supporter to San, you know, this is the same thing in business, I think, right? Like, oh, that's who it was. The astrologist that we had on here, she was like Catherine. She was like fully owning the fact that she's like, I'm airy. I'm all over the place. I want to launch something. I'm going to go launch something. And her assistant's like, wait, what are you doing? All right, I got to go in. I'm going to go put in all the pieces for her. And she like, literally said, she's like, I know that I'm in my zone of genius and I'm going to be channeling and doing my best and receiving most money when I am running that way. And if I'm going to live in this space, like, she's like, I literally don't have capacity to be organized like a Virgo or a Gemini that's like doing all the details and the reporting and stuff. And she's like, this is what makes me successful, but that also is what makes that person successful.
Yeah, she was saying her assistant gets a lot of
joy
and validation in organizing and creating that structure.
And so to bring it back to what you were saying, I feel like we're in a place right now with like partnerships and collaborations, and we're just like, who matches me? What puzzle pieces like really work?
And even she said that's
where
we're headed as a collective.
Yeah.
I feel like men are just more resistant to it in general.
Yeah.
You talk about this all the time.
My experience is like men are just so
competitive.
Yeah. You know, like even in spaces that are specifically created for collaboration, there's just like an undertone of competition that is just like, it's so hard. And I think like for men in particular, as like women continue to lead the way and the feminine continue to lead the way in this movement, those spaces are going to become like more and more important for men, because I think while you guys can come be your fullest expressed selves and all the messiness that you are in the containers that we create, it's not the same for us. Like we can't necessarily do that and still hold the container. And for us, finding those opportunities with other men where we actually can go bring that stuff is going to be so important for us to continue to hold the way with you guys.
Yeah.
But those spaces right now are just like,
they're
competitive.
Well, yeah. I mean, the masculine feminine dynamics, I mean, you hit that, you just mentioned that. Now that's so, because like, I feel like the shadow of the masculine is that mind that's very like, going to make this happen. I'll be forceful. I'm going to just, you know, use excessive will and will it to be. And it's like, I feel like right now that's not necessarily working anymore. And we see that, right? It's more like, are you aligned with your soul's purpose? Are you aligned with your heart? Do you feel fulfillment by what you're doing? Like, you can't fake it anymore. And I feel like with you guys, the feminine is really asking us to soften. And it's asking us to really let go and to just like go with the flow and embrace the heart and surrender and just trust. Whereas like, if we have wounding in that area, which I feel like a lot of men do, it's hard for us to let go and maybe tap into our creativity, maybe open our mind to a more creative solution to a problem instead of being like, no, this is it. It's like, well, no, we got to like let off the gas, you know, put the car in neutral instead of just revving it in first gear. Like you're like burning out the engine, like trying to get it. It's like, dude, the car's overheating. We're just like, I'd rather blow the motor than pull over and give and just like reevaluate my chosen direction.
Well, see, about the times that I've wanted to shake Nick and be like, there's so much more here. Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to run you to the wall. And I'm over here like, no, you could solve this problem a million fucking ways.
Right. It's a trip, dude.
It's insane.
It's a trip. And you mentioned cognitive dissonance because that's what we're experiencing. It's like, instead of like taking a like the foot off the gas and changing the beliefs and reevaluating, opening our mind, we'd rather just like go down the old path because the mind has those neural pathways where it's like, this is what's worked before. Maybe it's outdated, like 10 years outdated.
Yeah.
Or 100 years. Or like 10 generations.
Right.
But it worked. It worked once.
Right.
Do it again. I'm going to do it.
Evolution, I guess.
Yeah.
Right. It worked in the 1800s. We're going to keep making it work. And that's that.
Nice. Oh, it was so good. I want to transition maybe from like business to like interpersonal, like relationships. Is like, you know, we talk a lot about the masculine and our fullest expression. So part of us being fully expressed is also being all of our emotions and being our different women identity, human being every single day differently. And so I'm so curious what it's like to be in a relationship. Like one day Nick's gonna be like, you were so happy today. He's like, are you okay today? Or he's like, you seem really mad at me today and I don't know why. So what is it like to also tackle that in the middle of all this that we're going through, right? Because not only I'm not gonna say anything.
I think that pretty much is the definite. There you go. That's it. Next question.
And give some tips, you know, whatever you want.
No. Tip number one is to have a traumatic childhood. If you with extremely emotionally unavailable parental figure, extremely chaotic household growing up, then this is a piece of cake.
Okay.
I mean, that is my genuine answer. I mean, for me, I find it interesting more than anything. Like it's really not that much of a challenge because the fluctuations are not that extreme for what my nervous system is used to.
Can you explain that a little bit more for people?
Sure. I mean, like I spent a lot of my childhood walking on eggshells because I didn't have a lot of emotional stability at home. And so like I grew up with a mother who, in retrospect, was very much fully expressed. Maybe, like, had repression in some ways that would have been very useful for my upbringing. But as far as, like, the quote-unquote difficult emotions to handle, like, she was very expressed in those. And so I feel like I've been getting trained for almost 30 years to handle the fullest expression. So for me, if anything, when you're, like, fully expressed in your joy and your love and your happiness, like those are like a little, those will flip me back. I'm like, what is this? But you know, the things that I think most men would like roll their eyes over or like feel like are hard to hold, like that for me is actually challenging.
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting you say that because I actually think I struggled more with your joy at times. Like when you'd be singing in the car or like expressing yourself, I would actually feel myself get kind of triggered, kind of worked up, like yeah. kind of like, is it okay to be this happy? Like, is it okay to let her sing and not tear her down or like to hit that note wrong?
Whatever. He's like, actually not that good.
Like, who sings this song?
Maybe we should have never sang it.
But that's what I feel like, that's the wound that's reacting, right? It's because it's like we're, if we had that traumatic upbringing, if we had that heart wound, you can call it that, you know, where it's like we don't feel safe now to express ourselves and to have fun and to let go. I feel like then it's easier to tear down the feminine because it's, and I think that's what happens in a lot of relationships. I think the feminine comes out and it's like, you're beautiful, you're playful, you're expressive, you're wild, you're chaotic. And I think it's easy for the man to be like, oh, well, that's not safe. Like, let's just create this more of a, let's try to kind of suffocate that light in a way, you know, and control that. And what's interesting is for me, what I've learned is like, yeah, the upsets are hard too for me because I grew up really suppressing my emotions in a lot of ways and kind of isolating and shutting myself down and kind of retreating into the bedroom and just spending a lot of time alone. That was the way I coped with what I grew up with. My mom was expressive too, but she definitely repressed a lot. But one thing that has been hard for me is really finding out how to regulate my emotions when you're maybe not regulated or maybe not expect you to coddle me or help me out when you're having a bad day or want to fix you. Because I'll want to jump in and be like, why are you upset? I do it a lot where it's like, why are you upset? What's wrong? Can't we just fix that? Like, what's the solution here? Like, why are we going to just sit, you know, like I definitely would
get it together.
You're right. All right.
Serving you.
That's, I would definitely approach her that way. And sometimes, and I realized, right. And because I didn't realize at the time when she was going through that, that what she did need was a hug and support and love. And instead I would try to fix you. And I realized when you called me out on that one time, it just really shifted something because you were like, I really just need you to not fix me. I need you to just hold the space for me. And I was like, okay, like that's new. I'll try that, you know? And it's crazy because the more I stopped trying to fix you, the more I've seen that it does pass. It's like a wave, you know? And it's like, if we stop resisting the wave, if you just let it go and just hold the, I love you. Anything you need from me, right? Like anything I can help you with? Okay, not okay. That's all right. You know, and it just, it passes. Whereas when we try to jump in and we're like, fix yourself, it just makes things worse. You know, it makes it, that's one thing I've learned anyway, just step it back.
To like not take things personally.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Because it would feel personal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just like recognizing that you have your own experience and I have my own experience and our experiences could be interdependent, but that's as far as it goes, you know? It doesn't have to be. Our experiences are not dependent on each other.
Mm. Mm. That's been huge. Codependency was actually a big theme at the beginning of our relationship because I'd be dependent on her to be in a good mood or to pick me up when I was feeling bad. And instead it was like, shoot, this goes both ways. Like we have to be able to be independent in ourselves and take care of our own nervous system and regulate our own emotions in order to come together more whole and complete. And that's been a huge lesson.
When she would be upset, even if it wasn't at me, I'd be like, it'd be 5 p.m. and I'd be like, why have I cleaned the whole house today? Yeah. What's going on? I didn't work at all, but man, the bathrooms are both spotless. And it was sort of like, yeah, like any minor inconvenience that I could foresee making her any worse. Mm. Just like eliminating those proactively.
Dude, that's crazy to say clean the house. That was literally what I would do all the time, especially like growing up in high school. I would just like clean the whole house for him. Like maybe I can help my mom this way. Like if I just clean the whole house, she can come home and chill out instead of like being so worked up about something. Like you could just feel, I think when you're a child, you can feel.
Trying to solve the problem.
You're trying to solve the problem through like the little things that you think could help, right? Clean the car, clean the house, do the things that you think could help. It's like, but it's deeper than that, obviously. Mm. Mom's still going to drink the whole bottle of wine. Doesn't matter like what you do. Like you can help, but it's like she's still going through her own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we've been together almost 10 years now. And it's like to see the evolution of being so codependent because we both came from trauma and playing on that and not realizing we were playing on it. So like going in these like big roller coasters of like, what is happening? And then slowly over time, like
having deeper conversations, which I think is a huge part. And I know you guys share such a strong like communication bond, which we do too. And I think that is truly like the answer to everything is like being able to talk about it. But I feel like the more we worked on ourselves, which is why I related to Alejandro's story so much, but the more we worked on ourselves and like I stopped taking it personal when he would shut down or like he would stop taking it personal if I was grumpy or whatever, I feel like it has gotten us to a place now where, yeah, like we still have upsets or like annoyances sometimes, but it's way more like I'll just wake up and be like, I'm kind of grumpy. I'm not going to lie, but it's not personal. You know, like I love you. I'm just kind of grumpy right now. Like, don't push my buttons, you know,
yeah.
Instead of before I'd be grumpy and then he'd just like, let's fix it. And then I'd get grumpier and then, you know, or whatever, right? Like you're in your luteal phase and you're like, leave me the F alone.
Literally.
Yeah.
Not today, Satan, not today.
First bedrooms that week every month. Yeah.
I'm going to ask another question that is more relevant to like how you've seen yourself evolve since you started dating us. I guess is a good way. So like past version of you on day one compared to version two of you right here.
That's huge. I mean, that's like.
He's a different person.
Literally.
In a lot of ways.
Literally. Like I can say like night and day, like the old me and the new me is completely different. Like.
I mean, I think you'd be okay to share. Like you had a porn addiction.
Oh, yeah. I had no emotional regulation skills. No grounding.
But you were grounded.
I mean, I was grounded, but I was more...
Yeah, not emotionally regulated.
Not emotionally regulated. Deeply insecure. Not even aware of my fears. Not even aware of like what I was afraid of. I just knew something was off. And when you came into my life, like the first couple of years were like intense, intense shadow work. Like intense confronting the things that I never even knew was there, you know? And... A lot of it was stripping away the numbing mechanisms. A lot of it was becoming like we really would talk about my porn addiction when we first got together because I was honest. I was like, I have to share this with you. Like I use this to cope a lot, like all the time. And that was a process too, like filling her in, helping me hold me accountable during that time. What triggered it? Like what caused you to relapse? What caused you to like, you know, want to watch porn, you know, and then you not taking it personal, like. That was huge. But like for me, the biggest shift has been developing that emotional regulation and then learning how to be just in the healthy partnership, in what it means to be in intimacy, because I never had that before. Like flings don't count. Like I never had a serious relationship. I never had something that was like committed and, you know, holding the mirror for me to do the work. And when I started understanding that, I think that's when the biggest shift started happening was like when I realized that whenever there was a trigger, whenever there was something reactive or whatever was causing me problem, I started looking at it as a mirror. I was like, okay, like it's time to do the work. Like it's time to really go within and give yourself what you didn't have from your mother, from your father. Like it's time to do that work. And I'd say that's been the biggest shift for me is just developing those coping skills and then coming more into myself. So that I can be in a partnership, like just completely shifted my identity in so many ways. Like
we Benjamin buttoned our relationship.
They always say that because it really is true. Like we started off like just with
least karmatically,
very karmatically. And like, it's almost like we started off in like a 50-year marriage and it's like the end of the marriage and you're just like, what's happening? Like, what?
I hate this person.
Truly, it was so intense. It was like, for me at least, it was like, because she was triggering me so, causing so much pain to come out. There were times where I literally felt like I hated you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what it was.
Wow, this is so, I'm learning so much about both of you right now. I mean, I've heard little bits and pieces from Sam, but like hearing from you, I feel like there was definitely a sense of like being in relationship with Sam was at the beginning triggering as fuck, to be frank. And it was also like such a beautiful invitation. So like what kept you wanting to lean into the hard, right? Like,
yeah,
even though there were moments or days where you were like, oh, I don't know what to do with you right now. Like, I feel like I want to run away, or like, is this really working for me? What was like the thing that kind of kept you steady in that?
I have to stop for a second because I'm kind of feeling some emotion come up.
So beautiful. Love you.
I mean, it was like the love, really. Wow.
We had conversations before. Like we would come to moments where it's like, this feels so hard. It's not supposed to be this hard. Why does this feel so hard? And we would say like, should we just move on? Like this feels too difficult. Like
And nothing was actually like there was, I mean, we've never yelled at each other. Like, it was just like you were hitting these deep core wounds, and it was getting to a place where it's like we should be joyful. And we were happy a lot. I mean, we had a lot of happy, fun moments too. It's not like we were just like in the depths of hell and that's it. But I think that the moments where we were being triggered and asked to grow were so intense, and like he was still processing what was happening internally. But every time it was like, I don't feel like it's done yet. Neither of us wanted to.
No. And it was funny because it was like we would have the conversation. I mean, we must have had the conversation at least.
Like 4 times, I think.
More than that. I mean, where I would bring it up and I'd say, I don't know what to do.
Okay.
It was a lot. And what happened was I realized like, okay, like this is, it was the love, truly. That's what kept us. Because I realized that it was something I never felt before. It was something I never experienced. I experienced karmatic, like I experienced passion with people. I experienced extreme polarity, extreme sexual desire, but I never experienced genuine love to be with somebody. Like I was like, what is this? This is something I've never, like, I love her as a person. Like I just wanted to be around you. Like I was like, this person is inspiring me to like express, to be fun, to have fun, to like lighten up, to enjoy life. And that was something that I hadn't felt because I didn't realize how shut down I was. And so that was truly it. It was like, I love being with you. And that was just the anchor that kept us together. Was like, oh, this is, there's something here that I don't know what it is, but there's like a soul love. There's like a meant to be aspect. And it's, I knew it was me making it difficult. I knew it was, which was the hardest part, was I was like, I know it's my shit. Like it's a very clear that it's me that has the problem. So how can I work through it? Because this is someone that I don't want to lose. And so,
a lot of emotions.
A lot of emotions. Now it's like our relationship is truly like the best I could ever want, really.
Yeah.
You're like, I like you. I love you. You're my best friend.
I don't feel like I hate you anymore. Things happen. No, that's the trauma, though. That's what's it's so extreme. And it can be that way. And what's crazy is you realize you're like, oh, if I'm putting that out towards someone, there's a reason for that. And I didn't realize that was my ego. That was the shadow that was like, I don't want to do this work. This is too much. I'd rather run away. I'd rather go to my porn or go to my little comfort zone.
And the joy was actually, I think, what was most triggering.
I do too. That's why I said that.
Like, that's why we hardly fought. It wasn't like we didn't get along. It was like we would have these moments of joy and then or do something really fun and we'd be laughing or doing something. And then he'd just be like, whoop, and like shut down. Holy like, what just happened?
Mm-hmm. It was crazy. It was like it would come up and I wouldn't let myself feel it. And I'd be like, no, like you don't deserve that. Or no, you can't. It can't be this easy. And it'd be like just completely stoic. Like just like, no.
Like, where did you go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even knowing, that was the craziest part. Like not even knowing what was, I'd say that was the hardest part. Like not knowing what was happening. Like I'd be like, I don't even know what to do. Like this is just, I don't know what I'm facing right now. I'd go hike. We lived in up by the Griffith Observatory in LA. And I would literally just go up at night and go hike by myself in the mountains because I would just be like, I need to go on like my like retreat, like, you know?
What is going on?
Literally. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. And like, it's just so beautiful. I feel like I got to know you in such a much more beautiful way. Not that I haven't. I mean, I've been over friends, but that was really nice. And I think for the listeners, I mean, it really took Sam, like you verbalizing and leaning in and getting curious with love, right? So like, yeah, sometimes when we think about our expression in relationship, you know, a lot of women can sometimes feel like, well, I'm just the one calling them out. I'm the one that always has to bring it up. But it seems like you didn't take that path really. Like you took more of like, so what's coming up for you? Like what triggered it? And there's like more love and curiosity behind your expression and in the relationship, which invited Austin into a lot of things that he had to face.
Yeah.
But it was all from a place of love, which is where I'm coming, like bringing it all back to. And it seems like it was coming from a place of love and it was the love that kept you guys together.
Yeah. Truly. And it was the curiosity because it was like, well, what could be causing this? What's and I was curious too because I was like, fuck, this is what I have to face. Obviously, it's what's holding me back. So like, I'm curious. What is causing it?
And you're like, I'm curious, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Like I want to know, but I don't.
True.
Know.
There'd be so many. There'd be so many times where she'd be like, "What's wrong?" And I would literally be like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
I don't
know. I would fix it if I knew what was wrong.
And that would make me more upset, right? Because I'd be like, I don't know. You're asking me and I have no idea, you know, but it's a trip, man. Trauma and just the way it gets stored and the way you just, the way it comes out, you know, and And that's why I just, it's like the more you can embrace that, like you said, and just welcome it and just say, well, what is it showing me? What's it teaching me? And leaning into it. I mean, it changed my life. Like truly, old me and new me wouldn't even recognize. They'd just be like, who are you? Like, you got a lot of work to do, bro. Have fun.
It was actually a huge compliment. We were at, like, saw his grandma recently, and we've had an interesting relationship, but we're in a great place now. And I should say I am. And like she said to him, I think what shifted is like she really saw how happy he is and like how vibrant he is. And she like said, you're so happy. You know, like I think in the beginning, she didn't understand what was going on because she's like, you're miserable when you're like together with her. Like, do you even want to be with her? What's wrong with you?
Truly.
And I think now she sees like, oh, we're, you know, so happy and life is good. And that was a huge shift and compliment from her.
And my mom too, felt the same way. Same way.
Yeah.
She's just like, wow, like Sam's great.
I mean, that goes to, that's a whole nother conversation of like, you know, really holding on to what you know is true and not letting other people take that away from you decide for you. Because I know when we're going through hard things or like people see from an outsider's perspective, and like, and I've also seen this with like friends that I've seen them in relationships, and I'm like, a part of me always wants to be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it really comes down to you, because the two people in the relationship know the truth about what's going on.
Right.
And no one else on the outside can tell you differently.
Yeah.
I mean, they have their own perspective. That's fair. That's valid. They see you. They want to keep you safe just as much. And it comes down to like you guys really deciding, I'm in it, I'm not in it, I'm choosing this.
Yeah.
This is for me. And
yeah,
it's your path.
And not letting the external influence, because that was such a hard thing. It's like people were only seeing what I was going through, and they didn't understand, like especially my parents. And it was tough because their influence was like, well, you don't have to be with her. Well, you don't have to, you know? And I'm like, well, no, I do. There's something here. But to not let those voices creep in and to sway you from the path is so essential, you know, because it can look to like...
And overcoming like people's judgments and our age difference. And like, you just see how many... And even I have my own like judgments. You know, I was like, I thought I'd be with an older man. I'd be like, I'm going to be with a 50-year-old or something.
Yeah, because we're such old souls.
It did not happen. But he is like a 50. He's like he's like a 500-year-old on the inside. So it did end up happening. It's a different package.
That's a call.
That's something that connected me to you when we started talking, was when you started sharing more about the way you approach your relationship with Nick. And like, I know Nick has shared some of his journey, but I feel like the way you responded really resonated with me, because I feel like you show up for him in the same way. And I think it's really a gift to be able to be with someone going through the depths of their the dark night of the soul, and, you know, overcoming some of these programs and these wounds that you're dealing with, and being able to stay in your joy and stay in your light and be like, this is not about me. I love you. I'm here for you. But like, I'm still going to live my life. And I know you have a very similar relationship. And so I love, and I've seen, even in, haven't known Nick as long as some of your other friends, but like just seeing the joy and the light that's come into you. Like even when you're going through hard times, like you find the joy, or you find the joke, or you just like, you're able to like find that humor in it, which there's definitely like a greater spark in your eye than from like the first time I met you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was funny when you were describing, somebody said that you were so happy, but like the way they said it, it kind of sounded like they called you a slur.
I had somebody just say to one of my friends recently, like, Nick is like, he's from California. And it was like the same thing. Like, it was definitely meant as a diss, but like what they were acknowledging were positive changes.
Yeah.
So like, I really, and honestly, everything that you just said, like you could again, like copy and paste it to me. Like the things that were coming up for me was like so insecure before, like the version of me that started dating, it was so insecure and was so committed to taking that security.
Mm.
And
oh, dude, the fake. What,
yeah. And like what ultimately shifted things for me was an unconditional love. And I feel like I hadn't really experienced that before. And so for me, like I knew the same thing. Like what got me through was knowing like if I'm ever going to heal this, it's going to be here. Mm-hmm. Because I've never had this unconditional love before. And so mm-hmm. I'm going to hold on to that and figure this out. And this is the environment
for me to heal in.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was like trying to convey at your guys' engagement party is like, I see so much of us in you. Like, obviously you're a little more evolved because you're meeting at like an older age per se than when we met. But like, I see that deep love, and that is such a gift because it's not only that, but because I know your communication styles and I know how well you guys are able to like get through the hard times together, I know you will last. Like, if we can do it, anybody can do it.
Literally.
But I feel like when you have that foundation and you have that connection, it's like that's just the perfect cocktail or mix of really coming out on the other side, like in such a deep union, which I think is what so many people crave and want, but don't know how to get there.
Mm.
Yeah. And something that I thought about when you were saying that was like, whoever you choose to be in relationship with, you're going to have to go through this if you're trying to live your life fully expressed.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah. So whether I love you, honey, but whether I choose you or choose the next person, like mm-hmm. whatever shit I have to work through to come back to love, yeah. Destinly, I'm going to have to do that with the next person.
Absolutely. So yeah, it's going
to
be that.
It's really me choosing a partner, you know, at the end of the day that I want to do that with. And, you know, I think being in relationship with you has been like, wow, I mean, yeah, we're still working on the finances part, getting the marriage part and the kids part together. And like, we're still going after our dreams. And so many things are like up in the air, but then also really solid at the same time. It's like this weird thing. And it's like, well, in this relationship, I feel like my fullest expressed self. I feel safe to be all of me. And that's because of you. And the same thing, I mean, I'm just saying back to like what you guys have gone through, like you guys have chosen this because of love. And I think Sam and I are also choosing this because of love, because mm-hmm. we also receive from you our path to fullest expression.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I felt wow. when we met, like I saw him. I mean, I do believe in just fate, because I was just like, there you are. It was so weird. I was in LA for like several years. I was, you know, went on dates and stuff, and I was just like, oh no, you know? And the second I met him, it was like, I need to know you. I need to know you. But I also feel like, yeah, I felt like there was a deep soul connection, but I also think that, where am I going?
No, it's just, what you said was amazing. I mean, the fact that you realize that if you want the love, it doesn't matter who yes, you're going I, with it, because that was the same realization I had that I would say was literally like a complete breakthrough moment. Was I was like, bro, this has been here all along. Like, you're either going to do this with her, or you're going to be forced to do it with someone else, or you're going to have to keep playing numb and faking it your whole life. Like, just commit and do it now. Get it over with. It's going to be uncomfortable, but like, realize that if it doesn't work with her, you're going to have to do this with someone else. And it's just going to be the same path until you can find the love in yourself. It's going to just keep coming up. And I realized that. And that was the biggest truth. And we've had that conversation so many times. It was like, honestly, if we didn't work out, like it'd be okay.
It would, yeah.
Because we love each other. We have that love in ourselves, but it would be okay. And that not needing someone is like
liberating. Yeah. Yeah. And I remember what I was going to say really quick too, was that I felt seen by him for the first time in my whole life. So I had that connection of like, I need to know you. But then as we started to develop this beautiful friendship first, before we became like really romantically involved, I felt so seen. And I feel like when you have permission to do that, then you want to grow with that person. You can show up fully expressed. You can be invited into all your insecurities and your doubts on both sides.
Yeah. And being seen is like a whole topic in relationship, right? We all want it. And it's also so scary, because once the lights are on, you're like,
I make it.
Yep. Yep. Those cobwebs are there. I don't know how long those shoes have been there. Those are fucking old. And welcome to my skeleton closet. Here's all the shit that I have. And so it seems like a lot of our fullest expressed self has also and put light on your guys's like skeleton, to be fair. But it also put it a lot on us. You know, we also had to step into a lot of our own vulnerability, our own opportunity to show you behind doors that we haven't let other people into. Mm-hmm. And I think by us doing it, I mean, it just makes, and you guys creating the safe container and showing up for that, being in that with us, you know, gives us more permission to show you more. And I think that's always been kind of my like North Star, or like my anchor as to like, who am I going to be in relationship with, or who am I going to do this with? Not only to feel an unconditional love, but you can't really feel unconditional love until you have someone has seen all your parts, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Not just the parts that we put out, not that just the masks that we wear that we fake to, you know, be feel secure, right? It's also the parts of us that are insecure. There are parts of us that we're like,
I don't want anyone to see that.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't look. Don't look.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. Please don't look. And like, that's how I've been able to tap into unconditional love and receive unconditional love. Because I think as women, we naturally are very loving and motherly, I think, in a lot of ways. You know, we can create a lot of love because we are connected to that, I think, in a much easier way through our feminine.
Yeah.
However, it's a whole nother story as someone that exudes love to actually let myself receive love. And so you guys have also done that, which it sounds like for you was like, mm-hmm. Austin saw you. And being seen is just
God's greatest gift.
It's God's, isn't the rarest love that you just don't even know. It's like when someone sees you, feels you, and you're like, and holds you in that, you're like, fuck, where do I sign?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign me up for life.
What your slicing is.
Yeah. Concurred.
Totally.
I think too, like Code, you know, because I'm grateful for the, and you may feel similar, but I'm grateful for all the times he shut down. I'm grateful for all the times because
yeah.
I definitely had some codependence. And I feel like all those times he shut down forced me to love myself, forced me to be like, this isn't personal. This isn't about me. I'm still lovable. I can love myself. I can show up for myself. And that gave me that independence to where we are now to be able to say, yeah, I love you, but also I would be okay. I know I could move forward and be okay on my own.
For sure.
And that's a big gift.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So good. Well, anything else that you guys want to add to this specific conversation before we ask you guys our last final question? Anything else coming up for you?
No, my Angus is peppered. I mean, that's the last question.
Did you say the Angus is
peppered? My Angus is peppered.
Angus, stay. Angus,
yeah, yeah. You know. Pepper your Angus.
I thought I heard the other one first. Wasn't it?
The other one, I was like, wait, what?
Oh, get your mind out of the gutter.
I got
gosh, relationship with you. Get your mind out of your gutter.
I am just a sweet boy.
No, you're not. Wait until people get to experience your real humor.
Yeah.
No,
I hope they do. I definitely hope they do. It's a treat.
All right. You want to ask our last question?
You ask it.
Okay.
Only because you asked it really well.
Okay. So this next question is an invitation to just think about you guys more personally as to where in your life are you feeling more called to be more of your fullest expressed self? What are the rooms? What are the things that you could do or what are you craving to bring more of you into?
Nick?
I mean, the thing that initially comes up for me is one that I already kind of mentioned earlier in the episode. I think for men, one of the amazing sacrifices that we get to make is we, in order to maintain the masculine container, there are certain things that we can't bring into the vessel and we need to bring them to our brothers. And I think for me, that is one area that I would like to be more fully expressed in is like I have a decent amount of men in my life that I could go to with my problems, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is like one area that I could really take a big step forward in is like, I've matured enough to no longer bring them to you most of the time. But I haven't taken that leap of courage to like bring it to another man and let him see me in that. It's not so much that like, I feel pretty comfortable being vulnerable, at least with the big things, but maybe it's the more habitual practice of like bringing those, you know, frustrations or just those petty challenges or, you know, those things that I'm just struggling with and just, yeah, being more fully expressed with brothers. I like that. Yeah.
Mm.
That connection. Mm. For me, it's career.
You could bring him your petty problems.
Yeah. Yeah. True, actually. For me, it's career, hands down. Like just, that's the first thing that comes up because I feel ready to get out of that forceful mentality that I mentioned because I feel like that's been something that I've been carrying for so long and it's just created so much trauma and pain and I just feel ready to leap and not force something but trust. Like following through, yes, like committing to a path and being like, this is what I really want, but then actually being able to flow where it needs to flow instead of being like, no, it needs to be a mindset coach or no, it needs to be best-selling author or no, it needs to be this. It's like, just show me and help me have fun. Like help me bring that fun dimension, that love dimension to my career. And I feel like that's what's been missing for me, is like, got it in the relationship. But now it's like, I want to love what I do. And in order for me to do that, it's like another depth of healing that has to happen, where it's like, instead of abusing myself and punishing myself for money and finances, like just softening and surrendering and allowing and creating from that place of trust and being fully expressed in that dimension of like opening the heart to something, instead of like being all mind and all like ego and forceful. Like, I just want to be like, let's trust, let's have fun. And I really think that that is that magnetism that brings in the finances and the money, when you're really trusting and surrendering and like enjoying what you do. Because if you don't enjoy it, like, people are going to feel it, and it's just going to be like this hot mess. So yeah, I feel career is like hands down the biggest part that I'm being initiated in at this point, and supporting you guys as well, like supporting you in your career, which then benefits the other partner as well.
Yep.
So, summary.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for having us on. Yeah.
That was so much fun. And thanks, Austin, for going to the depths.
Yeah.
That was really sweet.
I wasn't expecting to. It just came up.
I love that. Fully expressed.
Fully expressed.
Anyways, thanks, guys. We love you. So, where can people reach out to you, connect with you, get to know you if they want to?
You want me to give them my phone number?
Text, email.
Yep.
Home address.
I'm on Instagram, Nick_Bletto. I think Twitter is Nick_Bletto. Twitter and Threads is where I'm hanging out most these days. Posting on Thoughts, because fucking making another reel is going to be the death of me. So I feel bad. Yeah. But I have to film myself meditating one more time. I might have a tantrum. So,
hey, at least you're not filming yourself running. I've done that a couple times. I'm gonna go set my camera here, and then I'm gonna go run back.
Oh, gonna, yep.
It's, you guys gotta do the 5 a.m. run. Come on, push yourself.
Casey Neistat ruined a whole generation of content creation.
Literally,
dude.
What about you, babe? Where can they find
Instagram at Rise with Austin? I think, yeah, that's probably the, yeah, that's
in your website.
Yeah, risewithaustin.com.
Yeah. Amazing. Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was such an amazing conversation. We love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you could leave us a review and share it with a friend.
Also, we would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Instagram and let us know where you feel inspired to express yourself as you embrace this next era. We are here to support you and encourage you.
See you on the next one.